title on screen, Introduction to Practical Experience. Part 2, What are the PE requirements?
There are 5 PE requirements. 1. A minimum duration of 30 months. You shouldn't be doing the same repetitive tasks every day. Over this time, your experience should progress towards more complex and challenging tasks.
Visual, a diagram depicting progression of tasks over a period of 30 months. Progression includes, identify/record, calculate/explain, prepare/analyze, research/develop, review/evaluate, and advice/recommend.
Because practice and progression makes us better every day. 2. Demonstrate progress across competencies. As a CPA, technical competencies are the fundamental skills that you need to do your job.
Text on screen showing technical competencies. Financial reporting, management accounting, strategy and governance, taxation, finance, and audit and assurance.
These competencies should meet the requirements for depth, core, and breadth. But more on this later. We also need you to gain enabling competencies.
Text on screen showing enabling competencies, collaborating and leading, acting ethically and demonstrating professional values, communicating, solving problems, and adding value in managing self.
This is just another way of saying soft skills. Knowing your stuff is great, but being able to apply them in your work is even better. 3. Supervision and mentorship. Don't worry. You won't be alone on this journey. You'll be supervised throughout your PE term and have a dedicated mentor. Your mentor is like having a coach, so you have support on this journey. 4. Document and report experience. A key component of the PE requirements is self-assessing your progress and reporting your experience to CPA Ontario as it is being gained. Remember in math exams where you had to show your work in order to get full marks? Over the course of your PE term, you must document how you have consistently demonstrated specific competencies throughout your work experience. You document this through an online program called PERT, which stands for Practical Experience Reporting Tool. 5. Chargeable hours. If you are working at a firm, there is a chance you will have to report your chargeable hours.
Text on screen showing the types of chargeable hours, review procedures, compilation, audit of historical information, Canadian tax, and other.
More on this later. In the next few videos, we'll talk in detail about these requirements. Coming up next, what is PPR and EVR?
Text on screen, website, cpaontario.ca/PEvideos.